We present The Audition, a sketch for The Wireless, written and produced by Dominic DeLaghi, starring Joseph Alessi as Bennett Thornton and Stephen Ventura as Nigel Spoon.
That's fine. That's okay. Thank you. That's very good. Thank you very much. Very, very good. So, right, we'll be seeing a few more people for the part today, and then the plan is to do some recalls next week. So Carol will be in touch with her agent on Monday or Tuesday, okay? Lovely. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Could you send the next one in on your way out?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Christ, Carol, where did you get in from? Awful. Terrible. Bloody awful. Ah! Hello. Nigel, is it?
Yes, hi, Bennett. Nigel Spoon, nice to meet you. Actually, we have met before a long time ago.
Have we? I'm sorry, I don't...
No, you wouldn't. It was a very long time ago. I read for Leopold at Frinton, just out of Rada. Did a terrible reading. You were right not to give the job. I wouldn't have given it to me myself.
Bloody hell. Frinton. Ooh. That was bloody... Donkeys!
Yeah.
Summer of love, everyone's enjoying themselves, and I'm in bloody Frinton wrestling with Dostoevsky bloody Evsky. Actually, it was, I freely admit, a truly dreadful production, and you were best of out of it.
Well, I dare say we both learned a lot since then.
Well, I hope so, love. Anyway, I've got your CV here. Looks like you've been a busy bummy since last we met.
Well, yes, here and there. I've had some nice jobs recently.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I've just finished a tour with Out of Joint.
See.
And I'm in the park over summer.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
With Peter?
Yeah, yes, it'll be fascinating to work with him.
Buy the old puffer pipe from me, will you?
Will do.
But you've still got a little window for a bit of Shakespeare in the provinces, I take it?
Yes, I have at the moment. I've just got a couple of little radios coming up, but it's only a couple of days.
I'm sure we can work around that.
And I'd love to get my teeth into Prospero.
Oh, as the actress said to the bishop. Great, excellent, right. Let's have you then. What? Now, I'm not going to ask you to read from the play, if that's all right. I'm sick to bloody death of it, to be honest, and I'm sure you could do it standing on your head. Now, do you have some other Shakespeare you could do for me just to break the poor bloody director's dismal routine?
Yes, I think I could knock out Hamlet's soliloquy if you could forgive the odd pregnant pause as I grope for my lines.
Oh, well, senility comes to us all eventually. Don't worry, take your time and start when you're ready.
Right you are. Okay, here we go.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a thief's horrors by pulling in them to die, to sleep.
Okay, Nigel, I'm just going to stop you there. That's, is that how... Didn't you play Hamlet? Where was it?
Bristol.
Yes, Bristol. Gorgeous theatre, isn't it?
Oh.
Lovely. I mean, did you... Was that based on your Bristol performance?
Well, I suppose loosely.
Wow. Well, it must have been a very powerful, provocative almost. How did it go down?
Oh, you know, the nationals were so-so, but the locals and the audiences loved it.
Bloody nationals. Okay then, that's a shame really, because I don't think at this stage we're planning on doing anything particularly radical with the play. I mean, you know how it is. So I'm wondering now, if you have a Shakespeare up your sleeve, which is a little less cutting edge.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you were bloody good though then. It's a pity we're not doing something a little bit more edgy. Otherwise, that would have been just a ticket. Yeah. I mean, I suppose to be terribly dreary. What I'm looking for is something a little less, or rather more, conventional.
Oh, boy. I think I can remember the dagger soliloquy from the Scottish play. Would that be all right? You may have to help me if the lines go awry.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't worry about the bloody lines, love. That's the lovely thing about Shakespeare. You don't have the bloody writer breathing down your neck all the time. I just need a sense of it, really, just to get a handle on your range.
Writer.
So, take your time when you're ready.
Okay.
The dagger which I see before me, the hand that supports my hand. Come, let me close. I have this nut, but this is still other not visual vision, sensible to feeling and to sense. Art thou but a dagger of the mind, a false creation, proceeding from the hate of passage brain.
Right, fine, okay. So I think that's enough of that one. I'm really starting to see what kind of an actor you are.
Oh, sorry if I got the lines a bit muddled. No. It's been a few years since Chichester.
No. The lines were fine. I'm just slightly not worried as such. Just I can't quite work out why. I wonder if you could. I mean, to be honest, it's my fault, really. I mean, it's just that both these speeches are... we're seeing both the Dane and the Thane here in fairly similar moments, if you see what I mean.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, they're both doing a bit tortured, reflective acting here, and that's possibly not what I'm hoping to see from you today.
Right.
So, I mean, do you have anything that's a bit less, or actually more... Declamatory?
Declamatory is something I do. To be honest, when it comes to Hamlet and the Scottish play, I do find it hard to turn on that level of introspection at the drop of a hat like that.
Yeah, it's a bit of a bugger there. Sorry about that.
No, not at all. Declamatory. How about Mark Antony's speech from Julius Caesar?
Ooh.
That's a bit more sort of...
Excellent. Just the thing. Bit of rabble-rousing.
Okay.
Right, come on.
I learned this for O-level English, so it's all still in there.
Right.
Rock solid.
Great. Take your time, then. When you're ready.
Friends, women, countrymen!
Okay, that's fine. I'll just stop you there. We're running a bit short of time, and I can see you're obviously very versatile.
Really? Is that enough?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Absolutely more than enough. You've been excellent. Carol will be in touch with your agent.
Do you want my modern?
Well, it is knocking on a bit. I mean, I really should be...
Jimmy Porter!
Do you know, I think now that I've seen a couple of contrasting Shakespeares, I'm not sure that I...
Oh, go on. It's only short. It's actually a two-hander. If... I've got the script here. Could you read it?
Well, I suppose I could.
Excellent. Okay, top of page 33 is a scene between Jimmy and Alison. If you could read in Alison's lines.
Righto.
There's hardly a moment when I'm not watching and wanting you. I've got to hit out somehow. Nearly 4 years of being in the same room with you, night and day, and I still can't stop my sweat breaking out when I see you doing something as ordinary as leaning over an ironing board. Trouble is, you get used to people. Even their trivialities become indispensable to you. Indispensable and a little mysterious. I think I must have a lot of old stock. Nobody wants it. What are we going to do tonight? Bennett, that's your cue.
Oh, sorry. My fault completely. Sorry, I do beg your pardon. I was just a bit, it's very different from your Shakespeare. Well, anyway, never mind. Okie dokie, let's go. Rewind a bit, I'll come in this time.
Oh, no problem, I'll go back to indispensable.
Okay.
Even their trivialities become indispensable to you. Indispensable and a little mysterious. I think I must have a lot of old stock. Nobody wants it. What are we going to do tonight?
What would you like to do? The winky?
You have been listening to Joseph Alessi's Bennett Thornton and Stephen Ventura as Nigel Spoon. The audition was written and produced by Dominic DeLarghi and was not, repeat not, recorded in front of a live studio audience.